This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. After another desultory Pirates series and performance on a Sunday, they didn't look like they wanted to be playing baseball yesterday. Base running gaffes.
What did you say? A little league team out there coached by a 50-year-old dad with a hangover has better fundamentals than them?
I stand by that.
Oh, well, there was somebody who texted me who sent me your tweet and said, this is speaking to me so much right now. It is absolutely a little league dad.
Malzie, thank you for speaking to us today and all of Pittsburgh for 15 years. And hopefully 15 more.
Why are you thanking me? What?
For just doing, for becoming a Pittsburgh institution, basically.
Where is this coming from? What's this weird ass start? What do you have up your sleeve? Donnie's going to be doing desultory hour.
We should stop and smell the roses and appreciate Chris Mueller more often.
Yeah. Oh, this is the bit, Donnie. What were you doing this weekend? I was getting tweets that were like, people were sending me your tweets, and it was like, you should really remember time is the one thing we don't get back. And it was said,
true,
like drunk. And then it was your next tweet about like appreciating something around you, drunker. And then they sent me one more from you that said drunkest. And so, like, the big speculation was that you were altering your mind with substances and then tweeting your way through it.
I saved that for Saturday with some mint juleps after winning the Kentucky Derby.
After you gave people sovereignty, which was the winning...
Sovereignty.
Sovereignty?
Yep.
Is that how you say that one?
It is.
Sovereignty. Well, see, I learn something new every day, Donnie.
That's okay, Chris.
I guess I can leave my wordsmith medal at home now, finally.
Well, the Pirates right now, this is a remarkable stat. They've been around since, what, 1887? They haven't played 162-game seasons the entire time. That happened in the 60s. So still, that's about 60 to 65 years of baseball since they've expanded to 162 games.
Longer than many of our listeners right now have been alive.
The Pirates are on pace for their fewest wins in 162-game season. 12-23. Shut out 6 times. You heard Greg Brown say that.
3.43 winning percentage right now. And they are every bit as bad. They're not like victims of bad luck. Nope. They're every bit as bad as their record indicates.
Can't even hang your hat on starting pitching anymore. They're 22nd in the league in starting pitching ERA. This, speaking of things that spoke to me, this quote from a veteran scout to Dejan in his column on the Pirates' pit of despair, I loved.
You love it or did you kind of hate it or love it because it was clever?
I loved everything about it.
Okay.
Veteran scout to DK. Ben Cherington wouldn't recognize Mickey Mantle from Mickey Mouse. It's year 6. Where are his hitters? They're non-existent. They're as imaginary and fictional as Mickey Mouse. I wanted to start with this today. 412-928-9370. We'll open up the phone lines. Give us one word to describe the state of the Pirates. 412-928-9370, and back it up with some additional thoughts. Mine is appalling. I think the state of affairs over there is appalling. I think to have a half dozen years and for it to look this kind of like decayed and decrepit, like they're not even a young, energetic, spunky team that like is a try-hard team that might be short on talent. They go through the motions all the time.
They're bad and they look disinterested.
They give away outs. They give the opposition extra outs. Their manager looks half asleep during games and it makes nonsensical, clueless decisions. Their GM sounds like catatonic on his radio show where he's just like giving you these banal word salads and sports and baseball cliches about getting out of the rut they find themselves in. He says urgency, but he sounds like a man who's falling asleep on a hammock when he says it. So I just think the whole thing, and I'd be curious to hear what word fans come up with at 412-928-9370, but it's appalling to me that we were sold a World Series winning GM and a hitting coach as manager who came over from a successful small market team. And these guys, if you gave them time, were going to be able to recreate what Huntington and Hurdle did and make this team a perennial playoff contender again. And they're worse. Like, I just said it. This team might be the worst team in Pirates history. It's trending that way.
Yeah, they're doing a pretty good job. And they've done it with... this is just to add on to you. I'll get my word in a second here. They've done
it suitable
with,
for air?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't... We knew before the show we were going to say, describe them in one word. I wasn't going to say something that would require me to be bleeped out and have us use the dump button.
Well, would you like make it an onomatopoeia, like a fart sound or something like that?
No. You'll hear what it is in a second. But they've done all this with their one major talented player, like the guy whose raw ability is obviously greater than everyone else's on the team, actually making a leap forward this year.
In Manuel Valdez?
A real leap. Well, he's already cashed Donnie's ticket for Bucko Auction House. The Auction House, by the way, is still thriving despite a really desultory, as you put it, on-field product so far. Cruz has taken a leap forward. His plate discipline looks just wildly different. He's getting on base at almost a 380 clip. He's hitting for power. He's got a consecutive stolen base streak that goes back into last year. Like, he is turning before our very eyes into a very, very, very good offensive player. Paul Skeens has not been the best pitcher in baseball like he was last year. He is still lugging around a 2.75 ERA, even as we're all saying, man, he just doesn't look like himself. His whip is still under one. He's still really, really good, and all this is still happening. My word is unsurprised. I'm unsurprised by what I'm seeing. Because this
you thought they were going to be this bad?
I thought they were going to be, I think I said 70.
I don't remember that.
I think I said 74 and 88. But I'm unsurprised that it's gotten to this point.
They're on pace to win 56 games.
I'm aware.
That's way worse than you predicted.
But I didn't think they were going to be good. And that they're really bad, which is just another way of saying not good. I did not think they were going to be good. I thought they were going to be a below average baseball team. And you're asking for one word. I'm not surprised. So you're saying, wow,
that's two
Chris,
words.
They're so bad. I'm unsurprised. Chris, they're so bad. You really foresaw this? I didn't foresee this exactly, but I've seen this movie before. The owner has spoken for multiple seasons about an urgency to try to contend and to make sure they don't squander this. The general manager, when he comes out of his coma, when he's like actually sounding mildly engaged in what he's talking about, tries to say the same thing. But actions speak louder than words, and their actions from the owner on down this offseason, with the moves they made, and more importantly, the moves they didn't make, made it very clear that they're just cruising right along here. Whatever happens, happens. Let's try to build an 80-game winner and hope we get 5 games on the right side of it. Charrington is an abomination. I know a lot of people want us to talk Bob Nutting first and foremost, but we've had that discussion before. I think everybody kind of knows where everybody stands. It is not impossible, because Neil Huntington proved it is not impossible, to actually win big here while Bob Nutting is the owner.
Yep.
Ben Charrington is an atrocity as a GM. He sucks. He should not be employed right now. That he is hearing me say all this about him while still occupying his post is a failure of Pirates leadership to extricate him from that post. Derek Shelton shouldn't manage this ball club. There is no hitting talent acquired by Ben Charrington, no hitting talent developed by Derek Shelton. What exactly are the redeeming qualities that either man possesses that deter or that suggest that they should keep their jobs? There's going to be a Rule 4 draft in what, a month? The June draft?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you let
I've never heard it called the Rule 4 draft. That's a really inside baseball thing.
Ah, yes. The man who can name every MVP and Cy Young winner back to like 1950 is going to tell me I'm playing inside baseball. If you were Bob Nutting, this is your franchise. You are the person that has claimed that this is important, that this team start winning. Why would you let Ben Cherington run one more June draft? Why? Why would you let him make a single move connected to this franchise? What has he proven to you?
Well, if he is listening, he's not paying attention because his eyes are glazed over looking at Jared Triolo analytics that have him convinced that even though the guy hits 150, he's actually on the verge of having a breakthrough, like he said on his radio show yesterday.
I can't take any more of that. On the verge of having a breakthrough to get to where? So he's hitting 180?
And he'll never face the music with us. He'll only do his radio show because he's still, this is not a personal vendetta. If he didn't come on our show but was good at his job, I would say as much. There are plenty of people. Sidney Crosby's never been on the show. We love Sid.
Neil Huntington's been on the show. We were critical of Neil at times, but I thought Neil, for a decently long stretch of his tenure here, was very good at his
job.
And if
Neil didn't like something that you said in an interview, he'd call you out on it, and then he wouldn't protest and never do an interview again. Cherington's pissed that there was a reaction to an interview he did here about the Henry Davis draft and what their plan was, and he thinks either got taken out of context or whatever, and he's practically or basically, you know, banned us in the radio station from ever talking to him again. So I think he's thin-skinned, and I think he's, in terms of how he deals with media outside of like MLB Network or MLB Radio, I think he's kind of a wimp about that. And if the team wants to challenge me on that, well then, okay, put him on another show. It doesn't have to be us. Like, have somebody besides, you know, he'll do the gaggle of reporters every once in a while at PNC Park. He used to do it more than he does now. I don't know why I'm getting up on my soapbox about how he handles reporters. Donnie, want to give us a word to describe the Pirates right now through 35 games?
We've got appalling and unsurprised.
How about
Donnie?
Heinous?
Heinous. Wow.
Like foul and disgusting. That's what the first 35 games have been. They're unwatchable. It's an unwatchable team.
This is a continuation of last year. I think it's worse.
Donnie, I think
it's
gotten way worse.
It's a lot worse.
Unwatchable goes back to what Pony said, and I didn't dig into any of this, but it is one thing to have a really bad team talent-wise. That's a stain and a sin on the general manager not being good at acquiring talent. Going back to the famous wouldn't know Mickey Mouse from Mickey Mantle comment that Dayon related. When a team doesn't play smart and seemingly at times doesn't really play that hard, I would say that's orders of magnitude worse. I think that turns off fans. If you watch a team that you know is bad, but they're like busting their asses and going 100 million miles an hour, I think people can, like, they don't love it, but they can tolerate it.
You could have put the Altoona Curve or Washington Wild Things out there yesterday, and they would have given you a better effort than that team did.
What about the Savannah Bananas?
There'd be more people there. They'd be doing the moonwalk from home plate to first base. But it'd be better than watching Key Brian Hayes not covering third as a guy that's supposed to be Brooks Robinson 2.0.
How about getting picked off at second
base? Or getting picked off, or Gorski not knowing what to do on a ground ball to third base and running home, stopping and starting.
I mean, think of some of the bad Pirate teams of the last just two decades.
Like 2010 takes the cake, and I think this team's worse. From a hitting standpoint, it's much worse.
But also, like, there was at least, like, signs of life, or, like, they would at least lose, but with, like, young, truly young players, where it was like, okay, this team really does
McCutcheon,
suck.
McCutcheon, Walker, Alvarez, guys that would be the nucleus of their playoff teams.
There are at least signs here of a team that can win in a few seasons. Like, what does this team have outside of Cruz and Skeens?
Well, they're going to have Bubba Chandler here soon, you'd think. So they'll hold that up. They're going to get Jared Jones back from his injury. So they would say that too. I think Mitch Keller is a pretty average major league pitcher. All the numbers back that up now. So I'm not going to act like they've got the 1991 Atlanta Braves rotation.
Can Chandler play both ways? He was drafted as a two-way player. Name one hitter they got coming.
Tamar Johnson.
He's lugging around like a 770 OPS at Altoona.
Cole Griffin. Or
Connor Griffin. He's 19. By Pirate standards, that means he'll be lucky to be here in 4 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Really have liked where Tree's at bats are trending too. It was a tough start to the year with him but feel like here this last 10 days or so he's starting to get into some balls, hit a couple balls that maybe were home run, would have been home runs in other spots. So feel like he's in a good spot offensively too.
Ben Cherington on Jared Triolo, who went 0 for 2 again yesterday and now is batting 154. Veteran scout to DK. Cherington wouldn't recognize Mickey Mantle from Mickey Mouse. Texts pouring in. One texter, what's Mickey Mouse's position flexibility? Because if he can play four positions, Cherington would absolutely take him over Mantle. God, ain't that the truth? What was Starkey's line? The Pirates have more utility guys than Duquesne Light?
I think so. I think they do. I think that was the line. Man, the YouTube comments have erupted into a mess. Do you guys agree with this thought on the way Cherington answered that question and many others? You get asked about a guy who's hitting in the 100s, and you're saying things like he hit home runs, that balls that would have been home runs if they had been hit like slightly different part of the park. I think you take that tone when you are in one of two positions, Pony. You ready?
Right.
Professionally. You either know you're not getting fired and you're basically bulletproof, or you know you are getting fired at some point and you just stop. You're mailing it in at this point. That's an answer I think you probably give when you're mailing it in because you know the end is eventually getting
Every time here. I hear him talk, I think about Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller.
In 1930, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives, in an effort to alleviate the effects of the... Anyone? The Great Depression...
I just think of some guy with a monotone just spitting out crap, and everybody who's listening or watching is like, what is this guy even talking about?
You know, when
about?
You think about Jared Triolo, he's been putting the bat on the ball better, just not having good luck. He's
what a little bit of voodoo economics. You think we'll go over that? That was another big topic from that movie.
How about revenue for the federal government? Did it work? Anyone? Anyone know the effects?
It did not work.
It did not work.
What you could say about Ben Cherington's 6 years in charge of the Pirates. All right, give us one word to talk about the worst start for the Pirates since 2006 through 35 games, and they are on pace for their fewest wins in 162-game season. 412-928-9370. Let's begin with Josh in Cranberry. Hello, Josh.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, man.
Good. Happy birthday. Happy Monday. So yep. One word is inadequate.
Thank you. Thought there might be more there, but we can take that and do something with it. Appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Washington. Hello, Paul.
Andrew.
Paul.
One word I can give you is inept.
Yeah, did you like the nickname there? He went with Trade Ben Cherington for Jared Triolo. Did you like that, Paul?
You know, I told you once before, Tree, C, Tommy Flim Flam, the Pam Pam. Who the hell cares what you call these clowns? These guys get paid to play baseball. They don't need no damn days off. Back in the day, I could have told you for 6 months who was going to be in the starting lineup. Here's the answer for Bob Nutting. Bob Nutting, I want you to pay attention. Class is in session. Neil Walker.
What about him?
Jim Leland is an advisor. Mm. Bob Walker is your general manager, and The Rock is your manager.
Thank you, Paul.
What was Neil's job there? And it was Bob Walker?
Bob Walk, I think, was the pitching coach. And then The Rock was the manager?
Not The Rock, like
layeth the smack
imagine
of down.
Imagine if it was Dwayne Johnson. They're like, oh, man, we got the wrong one.
Or imagine if John Wayner started talking like Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I think the Rock is out of their price range. Here is Carol in Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys. My word is clueless. They had a golden opportunity with the Steelers being in their current, you know, mediocre muck. And the Penguins, you know, who knows what they're going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. They had a golden opportunity to grab this fan base and give them something to hang on to, and they just dropped it like a hot potato. They are pathetic.
Thank you, Carol. She always brings the goods.
Wait, she used two words there, pathetic at the end and then, what, clueless?
Clueless.
I like Clueless better.
I like Carol because she sounds so nice, but then she will absolutely cut you to ribbons,
can you imagine,
man,
being like in trouble with Carol, or like, you know how most grandparents are? Carol's, I think, like grandparent age. I'm not like saying anything out of school here. Most time that your grandma or your grandpa, grandmas especially, are supposed to be the ones who tell your parents, ah, I'm giving them some candy. You get in trouble with Grandma Carol, and I feel like, come on in the house here. You're grounded for 6 weeks. That was a terrible thing that you did. I'm very disappointed in
you.
Two
fan legends right there, Paul in Washington and Carol in Clinton.
Paul's too mad to really fire off too many nickname takes there. He's fit to be tied.
Tommy Flynn fan. He went with that. Here's Mark downtown. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
My word to describe the Pirates thus far is abysmal, because they have literally done nothing correctly since the season started. They can't do anything fundamentally. They don't pitch schemes against big teams early in the season. Like, they've done absolutely nothing right thus far. So,
the one thing they did right was the bobblehead thing, where they gave everyone a bobblehead who waited in line all those hours. And then immediately after that, Andrew McCutchen said something controversial on Twitter that got people fired up. And people started shouting things at the game. So even that, and they were shut out that day too, by the way.
How many times did they? Yeah, I was just going to say six. I think the only more pathetic offensive stretch of baseball is, did you guys know the Reds got shut out 1-0 three straight games this year?
I did know that, yes.
That's about as bad as it gets elsewhere. Six shutouts. Dude, we've been watching baseball for 5.5 weeks that counts, and they have been shut out on average once a week.
Do you guys know who Joe Vigotsky is?
Oh, yeah, Joe Vigotsky.
He's not some Polish guy who runs a deli or something in town.
There's notable Polish delis that we're all so fond
or
of.
Or meat cutter, whatever. I don't know. I'm just thinking of like an old school.
So he's not a guy slinging kielbasa in the strip, yeah, is what you really want to get.
Joe Vigotsky.
Joe Vigotsky. Hey, Joey Vigotsky.
He's the minor leaguer that the Pirates traded to the Red Sox for Inmanuel Valdez. They've hit a guy who's about 5'5 in the middle of their lineup for the first 35 games of the year, who they got for just some, sounds like a made-up player.
Like, yeah.
In year six, that's the man that's in the middle of your order. And I don't want to hear from apologists, well, Spencer Horwitz has been hurt. When you've been a bad team and you've accrued as many draft picks high in the draft as the Pirates, you should have the organizational depth where you shouldn't need a guy like Inmanuel Valdez to hit in the middle of your lineup in year six.
But he has knocked runs in, 12 of them to be exact. By the way, Spencer Horwitz, I know minor league numbers on a rehab start don't really matter. He's hitting like 111, though.
Yeah, wouldn't call it great, Bob.
He does not look like a savior just rocketing back through AAA, just getting healthy so he can ride.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We've already had several good calls on the Pirates' first 35 games. The word I've used is appalling. Donnie went with heinous.
You guys sound like you're describing crime scenes. I went with like a very cynical and sarcastic, unsurprised by what I'm seeing. You guys are like first at 11 here. Like, you won't believe this appalling, heinous crime scene we found.
Dan Zangrilli in studio with us, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel. What word would you go with, Dan?
Odious.
Yeah.
I like that word. That's a good word.
Odorous? Odious or odorous?
I think odious is the one you're really going for here.
What about repugnant?
Repugnant's another good one.
Rancid?
I'll let you cook here, man.
I just, you know, That's four. But, I don't want to take everyone off
the board. Let me start by asking you this, then. Do you agree with my use of unsurprised? Like, I had a... maybe
of
not.
Of course he doesn't. He said that maybe, they were going to win 84 games. He was the vice president of the 84
club.
Well,
that's what I really wanted to get us. That's what I really wanted to get us to here. Have you renounced your renounced office? Are you doing the Richard Nixon and getting into Marine One and getting going back into the helicopter?
Throwing up double deuces? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, actually, I've pulled double quad muscles from all the backpedaling.
Like, what went wrong that you thought was going to go more right to get them to be a guy who believed they could win 84?
I mean, I just thought they would generally be more competent. I didn't think that they would be as incompetent as they were last year, considering especially the last 2 months, all of the ways that they lost, all of those starts of six innings or more that they flushed away. There's no way they're going to be able to do that again, right? They have Skeens, and I think at the time that, you know, I did make that prediction, you know, their health was in a much better spot, but still, even with those guys, you know, the whole collection of quality of play, and that's for me the most frustrating thing. Yeah, the personnel.
Dan, yesterday they looked like a team that wanted to get people fired.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Hayes is checked out. He's not covering third base. He's getting picked off between second and third to make the last out of an inning.
Sure. And that's the kind of stuff that is, you know, in year six... If you look at the shelf life of every other regime, Littlefield went, 02 to 07. He was let go, I think, late that year. Nutting, I think, was teetering on the edge after the 2012 season. As to whether or not he brings back Hurdle or Huntington year six, they decided to bring him back.
How much do you think that decision and what happened in 13, okay, and then 14 and 15 – at all influenced Bob to not fire these guys this time around after last year?
A lot. And that's kind of how I was approaching my shows with my patience. And, okay, here's the playbook. This is how they did it in the past. This is how they're doing it this year. This is the year where, and I've used this term before, you know, the rent is due and they have to pay the tab. And obviously there's been some insufficient funds. Okay, so they get to this point. What are they, 12 and 23 at this juncture? So I'm going to hold fast on this 60-game schedule, though. They're trying to expedite the pace here, and I said 20 and 40, Memorial Day.
I got bad news for them. I know Atlanta's been down this year a little bit, but they got St. Louis, Atlanta, the Mets, the Phillies, the Reds, the Brewers, and then Arizona and San Diego again.
St. Louis just won a doubleheader against the Mets yesterday. They swept it. They're looking okay. We thought they would be worse than the Pirates
Memorial
this year.
Day, they will have just finished up their four-gamer home with Milwaukee.
It was so disconcerting how bad they started, because that was like their softest spot of the schedule, like the month of April, right? So the fact that they didn't bank any equity and have some wins.
Dan, here's a veteran scout to DK on Ben Cherington as a hitter evaluator. Quote, he wouldn't recognize Mickey Mantle from Mickey Mouse.
Listen,
the facts and the situation offensively, where they are in the league and what they have coming, backs that up. There's nothing in the pipeline. The cupboard's basically bare.
And that's my biggest gripe. If there are a lot of axes to grind. Everybody wants to talk about the offseason inactivity. Everybody wants to talk about the overall payroll. Sure, that's part of it. But when you start going through a checklist of what really makes a winning organization, even the ones with money, the big market clubs, the medium-sized market clubs, they build from within. They draft, they develop, they scout. They do all the baseball things right.
I mean, even the Cubs, who have a big pull roll, they flipped Javi Baez for Pete Crow Armstrong.
How about
where's
all the
that trade for Ben Cherington?
So let's look at the Tyone trade, the Josh Bell trade, the Joe Musgrove trade.
Starling Marte.
All of those things. All those.
Pagaro's eating sunflower seeds on the bench yesterday.
That's what sinks an organization. In each one of those trades, you need to be able to get back one, if not two, because you're trading all of those guys for multiple players. 3 to 4. Some of it's going to be organizational depth. Some of it's going to be some big needle-moving guys. Some are going to be, you know, basic league average players. You need to get back at least one needle-moving big league player for all of those guys. Maybe two or three. So you trade away four guys, five guys. You should be getting 8 to 9.
And Sawinski and Bednar are like the two best guys they've gotten back
and
in those
Sawinski's
deals. And
gone
look at Sawinski now.
Back. Yeah, they've ruined Sawinski. I'm convinced they ruined whatever he was going to be, like Rob Deere 2.0, which is a useful player, by the way, in current Major League Baseball.
Poor man's Adam Dunn.
Where you don't care if the guy puts the ball in play a ton, because when he does, it goes over the fence enough. They ruined him. I'm convinced.
Here's the difference. The Tampa Bay Rays take Chris Archer, they turn him into 9 players.
Yep.
In that trade.
Look at Baz right now, by the way.
So that's the type of stuff that the Pirates need to do. And I'm watching Victor Scott for the St. Louis Cardinals, who I called every single one of his games down in West Virginia. And this guy was absolutely electric. He's 70 miles down the road underneath your nose. He's in your backyard. And I think the Cardinals took him as their fifth round pick. And he's an electric defender. He's a terror on the base paths. He's a top of the order, left-handed hitting guy, bunts for base hits, all of the things that he would be a perfect Pirate.
Somebody told me
and
this weekend.
And the Cardinals get him in round 5 3 years ago, Andrew. Fifth round pick
right.
3 years ago. He's right there in the thick of what they're doing.
It's not even them not being able to unmine diamonds in the rough. They can't even get their top picks right. I had somebody over there get mad at me because obviously Henry Davis is a point of a lot of consternation and argument. And their rationalization was, we'll back off on Henry Davis for 2 reasons. 1, we got Bubba Chandler because of him. And 2, we found Joey Bart. So it's not really that big of a miss. Yes, it is still a miss. When 1-1 is a 150 hitter, that's a miss. I don't care who you trade, what you do. That guy's that bad. He's your 9 hitter and he's not playing every day. He's basically Paul Skeens' personal catcher.
Jack Leiter was there for the taking.
Look at his numbers this year. Yeah.
So how really quick, though, one part of it's talent acquisition, picking the wrong guys. I still cannot, because this also is Charrington's purview. I don't know how much it would even be Shelton's. When guys get here that might be good raw material, Connor Griffin looks physically like Mike Trout 2.0.
Yeah.
I have no faith that anybody involved with this organization knows how to coach up guys like that. I still think that's a part of the process that might not be as big as just picking the wrong players. Coaching them up wrong, I think, is a huge issue, too.
They're two totally different disciplines, Chris. You're 100% right. And, we've seen that in multiple regimes. And that's, to me, the biggest pain point of being a Pirate fan right now. And say what you want about the offseason. Say what you want about the payroll. Say what you want about the owner. Okay, I'm more concerned about the lack of depth in the system that in year 6, it's basically, depending on the publication, 14, 15, 16. It is a very middle-of-the-pack pedestrian farm system that is unable to right now to be able to sustain the injury attrition that they are facing at the big league level. And that's more problematic than anything, regardless whether the payroll is $50 million or $150 million.
Dan Zangrilli will be back on Pirates pre and post, beginning with the Brave series this weekend. He is headed to a nice trip that he's earned, very well earned, as a matter of fact.
Extremely well earned.
Do I congratulate myself on
all your success?
If you'd like to absolutely play yourself out by congratulating yourself on all your success, feel free.
I'll tear my scapula, pat myself on the back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.